AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. More than 100 large wildfires are burning in several western states, taxing tens of thousands of firefighters and their equipment. Tina Bailey with the Interagency Fire Center says requests for help have gone to the Pentagon as well as other countries.
We've actually called for assistance from Canada as well as the military, and we're in discussions right now with Australia and New Zealand.
Hundreds of homes have burned in the fires that have burned thousands of square miles of grassland and timber. White House is quietly looking at the future of the U.S. peacekeeping force in the Sinai Peninsula. American troops have been stationed there since the Israel-Egypt peace deal more than 30 years ago.
There are fears the Army battalion and its logistics component could be targeted by Islamic State militants. Their attacks have been rising in the Sinai since the Egyptian army overthrew President Mohamed Morsi 2 years ago. Now senior officials tell AP the administration's examining options for the roughly 700 lightly armed Americans that range from beefing up their weaponry to pulling them out altogether. Although the Camp David Accords legally require a U.S. presence, they also permit a pullout if there's imminent danger. But officials here know that would be seized on by the militants as a propaganda victory. Mark Smith at the White House.
A 19-year-old New Hampshire prep school alumnus is on trial for rape. Owen LaBrie accused of raping a 15-year-old freshman the day before he graduated in June of 2014. Prosecutor Catherine Ruffel telling jurors in her opening statement,
"He thought about this for months, how he made a plan, and he executed the plan in an isolated, secluded mechanical room."
A New Mexico judge rules two Albuquerque police officers must stand trial on murder charges in the fatal shooting of a homeless man who had been confronted about camping illegally. This is AP Radio News. Another Senate Democrat is opposed to the Iran nuclear agreement.
New Jersey Senator Robert Menendez says the agreement falls short on a number of fronts. Most notably, it does not require Iran to dismantle its nuclear infrastructure.
This deal grants Iran permanent sanctions relief in exchange for only temporary limitations on its nuclear program.
In a speech at Seton Hall University, Menendez notes the agreement calls for Iran to make some commitments that it's broken in the past. He is the second Senate Democrat to break with the administration and come out against the deal. Jerry Bodlander, Capitol Hill.
A former federal police lieutenant is charged with trying to make methamphetamine in a federal lab in Maryland, which exploded last month. Investigators say then-Lieutenant Christopher Bartley was injured in that explosion as he was allegedly trying to cook the drug. He could get 20 years in prison if convicted. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big.